About a year ago is when we submitted the idea of shutting the front doors from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. to the public in response to our manpower being reduced from 9 front desk workers to 7. Once those proposals started to get out and once council initially approved them, they were supposed to go in effect about 6 months ago. Well, the workers that were going to be laid off left employment with us. So for the last 6 months, we've actually experienced what it would be like without them. And after working through all of the details of actually what it would take to close the lobby and how that would be implemented, it was determined that the operational value, economic value to actually shutting the doors is very small compared to the very negative impact on delivering that customer service to the public. And it just wasn't worth doing that. There are going to be impacts from this. For example, officers are going to need to come off the streets now to relieve front desk workers overnight. So an officer won't be on the street, they'll be at the desk. But we saved $140,000 from reducing those two people, and that's one of the costs that we're going to have, that during breaks, officers are going to need to come in to relieve the front desk workers for now.
In the past, there's been more than one person at the front desk at a time.
Exactly. Often there would be two people working the front desk to cover each other for breaks and also to handle phone calls and other kinds of traffic. There are things that we're implementing. For example, we're implementing a more robust phone tree so that calls can be routed automatically without being answered by front desk staff. That may help take some of the work off. But we are reducing our staff from mostly two, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to one at the front desk.
Is there a security question involving having one or two people there, especially overnight?
There's somewhat of a security question, but council several years back actually put bulletproof glass in, and so they're in a locked area behind bulletproof glass, so any front desk worker is safe, and also often there are police officers in the building or very close by.
Was the question of having the front desk open evenings and nights, is that a perceived need by the public, or did you feel it was a genuine service that could not be covered in other ways?
Well, you know, certainly most people have cell phones now. However, there are people that don't have phones. And there have also been times that people have ran into the police department because someone's chased them, or they've recently been injured, or they've been in the area and it's freezing cold outside and they have nowhere else to go. There have been times that there have been single women with children who just got off the bus and they have nowhere to go. So based on a whole host of reasons, we don't ever want to shut those doors unless we absolutely have to. And we're just not convinced at this stage that there aren't things that can't be tried or discussed to get us through this.